In Genesis 6, we find a time in the world's history when the population was rapidly expanding. Genesis 6:1 says more and more people were being born. We're also told in Genesis 6 that evil was increasing. God was well aware of what was taking place, and he, as it were, put man on the clock. According to Genesis 6:3, God said 120 years were going to pass from the time that Noah was being given some information. If a generation is considered to be about 40 years, then about three generations would pass. Then in Genesis 6:8, the story about Noah begins. Noah probably did not need any information about how evil, how unjust people in the world were. He did, however, need some insight about what God was going to do. We want to pick up with that part of the story, Genesis chapter 6, verse 13. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. When devastation comes, or maybe it's looming in the near future, people usually want safety. Now, there are, of course, cases. We've seen instances within the last several months, last couple of years as well, where there was some kind of a hurricane, or there was some other type of bad weather, a terrible situation. People were offered rescue. They were offered refuge, and the people said no. Person may have said, no, we're going to stay with our home. It doesn't matter that a storm is about to hit. Most, however, agree that if danger is looming, they want safety. They want some place for shelter. Well, God said destruction was coming. God also said, verse 14, that there was a way to escape. There was an invitation for shelter. God has never, in the history of the world, wanted people to perish. That was also true on this occasion. Time and time again, God has given people the means to avoid destruction. That was true for the flood. And that's also true for the future. The Bible warns that a future time is coming. We don't know when it's going to be, Jesus said. But there will be some point in the future where there is a time of destruction. Jesus said when that time comes, it will be a period, it will be an occasion of unquenchable fire. Matthew 3:12. He said people will have their whole body cast into hell. Matthew 5:29. Jesus said that most people will face this future destruction. Matthew 7, verse 13. In Genesis chapter 6, we find that God invited Noah and really the rest of the world, anybody that wanted to come, into a place where they could avoid the calamity posed by the flood. In a similar way, God offers refuge for the end of time. To take advantage of heaven's invitation, though, we need to follow heaven's directions. Noah was told that he could avoid the problem by building an ark. We pick up with this point of information, this part of the story, in verses 14 and 15. God said to this man, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shall thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. Then in verse 15, and this is how thou shalt make it, the length of the ark 300 cubits, and the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. Noah did not earn his deliverance. He did, however, do what God's invitation involved. He accepted things on God's terms. Such is also true for us. If we want to avoid that future destruction that we described a few moments ago, we need to accept and respond to God's invitation. If you think about the invitation that God has given to us, we can be grateful that our invitation does not involve, it does not require us to build an ark. Now, we could build one. It's certainly possible with our day and time. We could probably knock one out reasonably quick with all the power tools that we have today. But God's invitation to us is a lot faster, and it is much easier. Heaven says that there is an invitation to safety to avoid what is in the future. And that invitation is so simple, it requires belief. That was true for Noah's day and time. He had to believe in God. He had to believe in a coming flood. He had to believe that the ark was going to be the thing that would help preserve him and others from that coming judgment. We also need to believe in God. We need to believe in a coming judgment day, and we need to believe that there is a place where we can go. When we look at Noah, we find that he could not live as the people in his day and time were living. The Bible says it's also true for us. Under the New Testament era, the Bible tells all people to repent, Acts 17:30 and Acts 2, verse 38. When we look at Noah, we find that he acknowledged the authority of God. God was viewed as sovereign. He was the one who was perceived as being in control, and we do that as well. We especially note, we acknowledge the power and the authority of Christ. 1 Timothy 6, verse 12 talks about Timothy confessing, and certainly that's what we do before men. We confess the name of Christ. Noah had to enter into the place of safety, that is the ark. If we're going to avoid future destruction, we also need a place of safety. We need shelter. That shelter is Christ. We get into Christ by being in his body, and that body is the church. We become part of that church or that body by being baptized in water for the forgiveness of our sins. Once again, Acts 2, verse 38. The Bible says that when people are baptized, when they follow that plan that God has given, they're added by Christ to his church, to that place of refuge, Acts 2, verse 47. God's warning to Noah was a very serious matter, such is also the case that we have for our warning at the end of time. Staying with Genesis chapter 6, but moving now to verse 17. And I behold, I do bring the flood waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven. Everything that is in the earth shall die. God said it's all going to perish. And God was exactly right. He did what he said. Some today have the idea, they advance the proposition that the God of the Old Testament is not the God of the New Testament. Oh yes, under the Old Testament, God did destroy things. Yes, under the Old Testament system, there was that worldwide flood and people perished. But under the New Testament system, on this side of the cross, God is a different God. God's not going to let people perish. God behaves in a different way now. Now it's all love and mercy and grace and kindness. Well, that's not true. The Bible says that God changes not. Others in that same line of thought would say, well, we really don't need to accept the invitation of God. Or we don't need to accept the invitation that God has given on his terms because God really does not care. It's kind of hard to square that with what we find in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verses 28 to 31. There the writer said, a man that hath set at naught Moses' law, that is, he despised the law, died without compassion on the mouth or on the word of two or three witnesses. Well, that's easy enough to understand. Spurn the law into the Old Testament system and you died. They were stoned. Verse 29, of how much sore punishment, think ye, shall he be judged worthy who's trodden under foot the Son of God, hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. That's on this side of the cross. The God of the New Testament is the same God of the Old Testament. Does the God of the New Testament take notice of those who spurn his invitation to safety? Yes, he does. God not only takes notice, he will punish those who refuse to accept what he offers. In Genesis 6, God said that those who were not inside the ark would die. He wasn't kidding. He also made this promise to Noah, Genesis 6, verse 18. But I will establish my covenant with thee, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Today what we see in Genesis chapter 6 is still true. Reject the invitation of God and we will die spiritually. Accepting and responding to God's invitation will result in rescue and safety. God affirms in different places that he cannot base a promise on anything greater than himself. And that's true. We recognize that. We swear we promise by God because there is nothing greater than God. Well, God has given us his personal invitation or his personal guarantee that if we accept his invitation, we will not be disappointed. Neither will we perish at the end of time. One of the things that I learn about God's invitations as I study his word is that they're always perfect. If we plan an event and we send out some invitations, there is typically concern. Will the guests be in town on the day that we have invited them to come to our gathering? Will we choose a time that's too early or too late? If it's an outside event, will our invitation invite people to a time, to a day when the weather is bad? If there are special circumstances regarding our invitation, will the people understand what they need to do? Well, all these things are not true with God. The invitations are always perfect. There are no mistakes. God said in Genesis 7, verse 4, that the rain would start in 7 days. That happened. Genesis 7, verse 10 says, the rain did indeed start on the promised day. God's invitation to Noah was just right. This man was not brought on the ark too soon. Neither was he brought on the ark too late. He didn't get on board in the nick of time or way ahead of time. He came to realize that God's invitation was perfect in every way. And that's still true for us today. In spite of that being the case, there are those who want to tinker. There are people who want to somehow modify the invitation that God has given. We cannot improve on perfection. God has given us an invitation and we need to take it exactly as it is. Moving into the seventh chapter of Genesis, we come to verses 10 through 12. And it came to pass after the 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of the heavens were opened. Most everyone in this room has seen the effects of a flood. We sometimes have local flooding in Elkhart County. This flood, however, was a worldwide flood, a flood unlike anyone up to that time had ever seen, and it's a flood that no one on this earth will ever see again, at least as far as this magnitude is concerned. This flood and the invitation to get on board shows that God did not exaggerate in his invitation. God said, here's my invitation. You need to accept it because this is what's going to occur. God was exactly right. He didn't overstate. He didn't understate what was going to happen. Well, as Christians, as people on this side of the cross, we can learn from this particular point. We find that God has made some promises about the end of time. One of those is if we do not comply, if we do not embrace God's invitation for salvation, we and all others will perish. God is not kidding about this matter. He has not embellished what he's stated in his word. For those who do not accept the invitation of God, their existence will be misery beyond description. It's beyond my capacity to describe it. It's beyond, even if we study all the passages that describe it in the scriptures, it's beyond our ability to fully comprehend. For those, however, who do accept the invitation of God, the promise is security, safety, and refuge. Again, Genesis 7 now, verse 23. And every living thing was destroyed that was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and creeping things and the birds of it in the heavens. And they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only was left, and they that were with him in the ark. Noah and his family were put into a secure environment. They were invited to be in a safe place, and that's exactly what happened. You know, it's so sad that in life at various times we put our trust in someone, or we put our trust in something thinking that it's going to be fine, thinking that there's going to be some kind of preservation, there's going to be some kind of help and aid, and it fails. Maybe when we need it most, we find that it doesn't work. During my time at Hummer, I had a chance to look at some military vehicles. And I have never felt or never swung doors that were that heavy. I mean, you could see that they were heavy by looking at them, but I mean, actually moving them back and forth, I thought, wow, these feel like rock-solid doors. Very rugged, very militaristic, very durable vehicles. I suspect that there was a time before a lot of troops began to die in Iraq, that there were soldiers who also swung those doors. They had a chance to walk around that vehicle. They had a chance to drive those vehicles, and they felt like they were being invited to use a safe vehicle. Some of the same vehicles I saw. But there were soldiers who came to realize that those vehicles were not safe. People have died in them. Men lost their lives in what they probably considered to be a protected military vehicle. Well, in a similar way, we may feel, we may think, a lot of people believe they found safety, that there is refuge, that they're okay, when that is not really the case. We, however, never find that with God. If God has said, I'm inviting you to a place of safety, that is a place of safety. If we go there, we can count on that being safe and secure. Verse 19 of Genesis chapter 7. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high mountains that were under the whole earth were covered. That's a way of saying that the ark was in very, very deep water. Well, today we can be in deep water, figuratively speaking. No matter how high that water gets, no matter how difficult the problems are, if we have accepted the invitation of God, we are safe. The winds may blow hard, the waves may assail us, but we are secure. Sometimes it may take a little while to visualize that safety. It may not be immediately evident that we are safe with God. Again, one more verse from Genesis 7, verse 24, the end of the verse. Chapter, rather. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Now, as you look at Noah and his experience, you find that he was in the ark for about a year. A year in the same place can be a very long time. If a place is offering safety to someone, they're hiding in a particular area, and they're okay, then it is all right. Noah's family was finally able to exit the ark. And when they did, they saw many changes. Well, today, in a similar thing, that will be true for God's people. As we live our lives, there are some interesting parallels to Noah and the ark. Noah could not immediately see all the things that were happening outside. He could not foresee some of the long-term consequences. But when he exited the ark, Genesis 7, verse 24, he could see that things had changed. In a similar way, a time is going to come when our sight is going to be fully visible. Our faith will be replaced by sight. Noah found after he got off the ark that accepting the invitation of God was the right invitation. He surely knew that when he was on the ark. But especially after he was able to exit the ark, he was able to say, this was the right thing to do. He was safe and dry while the waters prevailed upon the earth. And after he was off the ark, he could look and say, everything has been cleansed. Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. Today, consider this question. If we were told that there was going to be a major flood that would wipe out Elkhart County, what would we do? Would we sit here and say, well, that's okay, we're not worried. We're not concerned. We're just going to sit it out because we don't think it's going to be all that bad. Every single one of us would act. We might flee to higher ground. There may be any number of things that we would do, but if we really believe that there were a flood, if there were an earthquake, if there were some other imminent, dangerous problem, we would act. The God of heaven says to us, a future time is coming. He's not going to tell us when. But he promises by himself that a time is coming when there will be something far worse than a flood, even a worldwide flood. A time of judgment is on the horizon. God has promised that every single person will stand before him and give an account of their lives, 2 Corinthians 5:10. The judgment day is not an invitation. The judgment day is an ordained day. That simply means that all people are going to be there. The invitation time is now. God invites us to make the choices so that when judgment day comes, we can be classified as a righteous person. God lays out that invitation to become a Christian in his word. Just as we mentioned earlier with Noah, he had to have faith. We had to have faith. Couldn't live like the people in the world were living. Genesis chapter 6. We've got to repent. He acknowledged the sovereignty of God. We acknowledge the lordship of Christ. He had to enter into that place of safety. And we too need that place of safety. We need Christ, the rock. And the Bible says that we're baptized into Christ, Galatians 3:27, for the forgiveness of our sins, Acts 22, verse 16. That's an invitation that we want to accept. That's an invitation that we want to obey. And that's an invitation that once we begin to obey, we never want to turn to. We want to stick with it until our dying day. Hence, we ask these two simple questions. Have you accepted the invitation to God to become a Christian? If not yet, why not this morning? If you have accepted that invitation and for some reason it's like you've thrown it in the trash can, it's no longer been something that's important, it's something that you've let go by the wayside, it's the only way out to avoid the destruction that God says is coming. God's invitation is open to you this morning to become a Christian or to return to the right way. If you know you're subject to it, if you know you need to respond to it, and there's a way that we can help you respond to it, will you let us know and help you as we stand and sing the selected song?